That means we get here in the Word of God. Amen. Okay? Okay. John, I'm sorry, we're going to look at Luke first. Luke 21, the book of Luke, chapter 21. And I'm hurrying because I've got a lot to say this morning and a short time to say it. I hope that you'll stay with me here just a few minutes this morning as we try to teach, preach, and witness all at the same time. So I hope that you'll be right still with us this morning and stay with me. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. Look at verse... Luke chapter 21. Look at verse number 22. Everybody look at these scriptures. For these be the days of vengeance, that all that is written may be fulfilled. All things that are written may be fulfilled. This is the great tribulation. This happens after the rapture, when all the world is going to go to pieces. You've heard about it. The apocalypse. The end of the world. The wrath of God. The Antichrist. The 666. The mark of the beast. Everything's headed to a one world government, a one world monetary system, a one world religion, and a one world leader. That's where this world's headed. Everything's coming to, everything's global. Can you notice that? Everything's becoming global now. The environmental movement is being used by the devil to bring about a one world government. You don't have to worry about the environment. God's going to take care of it. You don't have to worry about trees. You better worry about people. There's enough trees between here and Knoxville to build everybody in McDowell County and the United States a log cabin. We're not running out of trees. We're running out of people living for the Lord. Now look at what he said here. Verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child. Why would he say that? This is during the tribulation. And to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. That's why Jerusalem's in the news almost every day. Of all them little countries, almost every day. It's Israel, Jerusalem, Jews. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Watch verse 25. And there shall be signs. You want a sign? In the sun, in the moon. Have you heard about the four blood moons we're supposed to be having? That's all it's talking about. The sun, the moon, and in the stars. And upon earth, distress of nations. No peace. Just fussing and fighting and killing. Watch it now. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. He said one of the signs that the Lord's coming back is that the sea would be roaring. Tsunamis. Verse 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, this is the end of the tribulation, shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Amen. All right, here's where we're at, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass. See that? Look at that verse. When they begin, when you're starting to see these things, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Here the Lord told us He was coming. You know how I know the Bible's true? I know it for a bunch of reasons. I like to preach on it sometime. But I know it's true, and I know the Lord is right because of His prophetic words. One thing that sets the Bible apart from cheap imitations like the Koran and the writings of Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi and other religious leaders is that the Bible has the ability to predict the future and get it right every time. I'm not talking vague prediction. I'm talking nailing it 100% of the time. That's proof. One of the proofs of the Bible being God's Word is that it predicts the future and never, ever gets it wrong. You know what? We've seen enough of the Bible fulfilled to make me believe the rest of it's going to be fulfilled. That's proof. The Bible is the Word of God. Now, Jesus Himself talked about the days of Noah, the days of Lot. One third of the world tonight is full. We're in that third. One third of the world this morning woke up hungry, and one third of the world tonight, this morning, is starving. One third of the people on this planet. He said there'd be famine. Earthquakes, one every day or so, increasing in intensity and strength and steadfastness. War, well, I don't have to even talk about it. Earthquakes in divers places. Famines, fearful sights in the sun, in the moon, and in the star. Let me tell you something else that lets me know the Lord is coming and we're in the last day. You know what Jesus said in John 7 and verse 17? He said, "This world cannot hate you, but me it hateth." Jesus said the world hated Him. We don't get that. A lot of people don't get that. They say, "Oh well, I'm not a Christian, but it's alright if you are," and blah, blah. Listen, this world hates Him. They hated Him when He was here the first time. They still hate Him. I'll prove that in just a moment. We wouldn't listen. We put everything else in front of the Lord, and so He's bringing His wrath upon us. Let me tell you about how great He is. And I'll get right into the video portion of this message. He's the King of the Jews. That's why the world hates Him. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's King of heaven. He's King of glory. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. Any king you've got, He's King of that king. That's why this world don't like Him. The heavens declare His glory. The firmament showeth His handiwork. No means of measure can define His limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of His shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder Him from pouring out His blessing. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. He's God's Son. Amen. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. That's why the world don't like Him. They're jealous of Him because He's the highest of the high. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the supreme subject of higher criticism. He's the cardinal necessity of true religion. He's the miracle of the ages. He's everything good you can choose to call Him. He just can supply all our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted. Lord in mercy, I could just go on and on and on. He's the one that's brought me through my problem. He's the one that's there when I wake up in the morning, and He's there with me when I go to bed at night. He helps me, He guides me, He feeds me, and every dime I've ever got, He gave it to me. He gave us His church. He's watched over us for 14 years. Hallelujah, this morning. He's alive and well, people. And we've got the God that this world hates. Listen, if the world likes your religion, you got a false religion. If the world likes you, you're a false person. Amen. He said, "Me hateth, and they hated me before they hated you." Too many Christians today want to try to bring God down and make Him hip and cool so the world accept Him. Never happened, brother. He don't come down to our level. We got to go up to His. I want to talk about that this morning, and I know that the Lord will be a blessing to you. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, He was either one of three things. If you had every college professor in the world here and every doctor of law here this morning, they would all have to admit He's either a liar, lunatic, or He's Lord. One of them three things. If He lied, He was the biggest charlatan the world's ever seen. If He is deluded or a lunatic, how does His words help more people than anybody that's ever spoke on this earth? If He's Lord, He's worth giving everything in your life for and living for. He's worth putting up with a little heartache. He's worth putting up with a little difficulty. He's worth it. He's worth it. All the sacrifices we go through. You know, there's a lot of people here this morning. And you know, we have our differences. We have a, buddy, we all know He's worth it.
He's worth it. And we're going on a certain journey. I'm telling you, He's real. Now, I want to show you this morning a few things. If I can get a picture here in a minute. I want you to pray, and I want to show you these signs that I've been saying being fulfilled. The 666. You realize today that we're moving towards a society. Somebody get ready to get my lights for me in a minute. We're moving towards a society that is headed toward a one world government. And this is the sign that they give you. That right there. That don't mean three-pointer. You see them three sixes? And the world don't realize it. That little eye like that is the eye of Horus. There's a group called the Illuminati, began back in the 1700s. A lot of folks think it's out of existence. I'll show you this morning, it's not. And the devil is using the world's music, especially hip-hop, rock and roll, and then to get the generation of young people ready to accept the Antichrist when He comes. The mark of the beast on the forehead or on the right hand. That's why tattoos are so popular right now. They're getting folks used to putting marks on their body and putting it here and here, so it'll be no big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you by the help of the Lord what I want to give you this morning. The Illuminati, that means illuminate, like light, illuminate, light. The Illuminati believe that they are the enlightened ones, that they have superior knowledge to everybody else, and that they're wanting to bring out everybody to follow their light and knowledge. Folks don't realize that's what Lucifer means. Lux, L-U-C, he was light, light. And the Bible said he appears as an angel of light. The Lucifer does. That's the devil. Jesus is the light of the world. The devil is a counterfeit light of the morning. Let me show you that this morning. I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart. Okay, as soon as I get a picture, Ron, you can go ahead and get me with the lights. Okay? Give me a sound on, fellas. Listen to this morning. Watch this. See that? Now you see that? Kids just get into that and don't even realize what they're swallowing. Don't even realize it. Amen? Get them all down just a little bit more, brother. Now look at this. This famous song here by Alicia Keys. Every kid in here knows this song. And this famous song here talks about life starts when the church ends. Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends.
To this city you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. Jesus can't save you. Life starts.
Hear that? Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. Look at that. Lucifer, son of the morning. And they're singing to and about Satan, and a lot of them don't even understand why. Let me show you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. With the upside down cross, that's the ultimate blasphemy of Jesus Christ. There's the 666 sign. They don't even understand what it means. But there's a spirit driving them that shows it. Here's Kanye West has Jesus Christ, a mockery, out on stage in a mock appearance of Jesus, making him a weak, sissified, anemic, and making fun of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ wasn't weak. He wasn't a sissy. He wasn't anemic. He was a man's man. He endured the cross, despising the shame. And it's blasphemy to bring him down and make him a weak hippie that knows not God. Watch him this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't believe the rest of us. I don't have time to show it all to you this morning. But he gets down and sort of mocks the Lord Jesus Christ. This Aleister Crowley, who was called the Beast by his generation years ago, they said, the family is public enemy number one. Notice how they think and talk backwards. You're going to see this girl, Kesha. She's a very, very satanic singer. And she has things, her videos called Die Young.
We're going to die young. We're going to die young. And she's pumping it into the head of her followers. It don't matter. Just party and live it up and die young. And to have this video in a church, a satanic orgy-like presentation inside of a church building. Think of what she says. They said her die young video is offending many. See it in the church with a satanic pentagram? She's talking to the devil. You and I made a deal. Isn't it? Even through hell and back, she said, the devil and her made a deal. What is it? I'm the one that sold my soul. Look at that. Go ahead and take my hand. Keep on dancing. You understand that, kids? I sold my soul. And it's a dead end road. Same thing Katy Perry said. Same thing Kanye said. They sell out to Satan. Satan gives them drugs, money, sex, women, alcohol, whatever they want, and they're leading you the same way. I know you say, oh, you're crazy, preacher. You better pay attention here this morning. This will be the only time you might ever see this in the light. She said, there ain't no turning back. Keep on dancing. Look at that. She leads a satanic cult. There's the one eye. Notice that the one eye and the darkened right eye pops up over and over, over, over and over in these videos. And I have no time. I mean, unreal the stuff I got that I wouldn't have time to even show you. Notice the pentagram. See the dark right eye? The dark right eye? The dark right eye? The left eye is strong. The right eye is darkened. See the 666 over the right eye? See the dark eye? These people don't even know each other. They didn't get together and say, let's all do this. Ozzy's from the last generation. They don't even know each other, a lot of these folks. And they don't realize what's causing them to do that. Check that out, Rihanna. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason for this. Did you know there was a show came out back in the 80s something, and it was called the $6 Million Man? Not the 7. Not the 8, not the $9 million man, $6 million, 666. And his left arm was super strong, and his left eye was super great, and his right eye was weak, and his right arm was weak. How did they know that? Now, half of you sitting in this morning, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But the Bible says in Zechariah 11, unbeknown to half the preachers in this town probably, that the Antichrist has a weak right arm and a weak right eye. His left arm and left eye are strong. Zechariah chapter 11, for you that's been on your computer all week instead of reading your Bible. Check it out. Katie Hudson, Destiny's Child. These are just a handful. Jasmine. Look at that. The pyramid. The right eye covered. Lisa, left eye. Lopez. The oath. There's the eye of Horus. Look that up on the internet if you want something to look at. Look at that. The left eye covered. The pyramid. Jay-Z. The eye covered. The pyramid. The pyramid. It's on and on and on and on and over and over. That ain't even a third of what you'll see. The basketball players. The musicians, it's all tied in to a satanic movement. Slayer, look at that. Look at that DVD with the one-eyed monster, left, right eye dark, shooting Jesus like a bow and arrow. You know the scripture that I read to you a while ago said, the world hateth me. He said, one of the ways you're going to know that the end is here, the world's going to hate him. He said, they hated me before they hated you. You don't see them doing that to Muhammad. If they did that to Muhammad, we'd have a national riot. Amen? But it's all right to do it, Jesus. That's freedom of expression. This world system, including the news media, is against the Lord Jesus Christ. Like it or not, brother. Look at the T-shirt. Death to Jesus. What if you wore that out in public and it said death to Muhammad? What would happen? War war. You'd be on the news across the nation. You see the spirit? The spirit, the devil knows which one's true. Look at LeBron James. Did he the 666 sign? Look at this. Aleister Crowley. Give me some volume, my fella. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a plot. You are a part of it. You are a part of the last generation. We don't know how much time we've got left. Jesus could come at any second right now while I'm preaching. You don't understand tonight how the Scripture is being fulfilled while the church sleeps and the world plays. The devil sneaking in the back door, taking a generation of teenagers down the road to destruction. The Bible said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. This world has no idea. There wasn't no such thing as that when I was a teenager. There wasn't no such thing as all this 666 mark of the beast stuff. They're all on the same team. They all belong to the same crowd. Little bit, get the kids. Look at that. Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, watch it this morning and weep. See the four fingers? Like an alien. Look at this. She's drinking blood at her concerts in England, and they protested. Why would a girl drink blood? That's what they do in satanic rituals. You say, oh, that's just show, preacher. Well, really, let's see what he does.
He's reported to have raised devils, and also, quote, he drank blood. He celebrated the obscene or inspiring.
There's one of our little fans.
The youngest fans depicted as drinking blood. You know,
he's got... This is Kanye West. This is one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard a human being make. And if that offends you, it's because you got the wrong God. Right. Here's what offends me. He says if they wrote the Bible today, he would be in it. He said the Bible don't have but 20, 30, 40 characters. It's about 300,000 at least. Watch this.
The God complex, because he said if they wrote the Bible again, he would be in it. Duh, yeah, I'd be in it.
He might be the maniac of Gadara. That's the only way he'd get in it. Okay, young man, let me show you this morning. Watch this.
Pop culture right now, one of the only people with an opinion. The Bible had, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 characters in it.
The Bible got 20 to 50 characters. Hate to tell you, man, you don't know what you're talking about. All right, look here. Here's what he says. I get possessed by the spirits.
Do all these things with my
hands. Beyonce says that a something came into her. She calls it Sasha Fierce. And she says, I'm actually a shy person. I can't even stand on stage and perform. But when Sasha comes into me, then I can stand up and perform for millions of people. Like she did Super Bowl. What she don't realize is that Sasha Fierce is a name a demon spirit has chosen and has possessed her. It's not the Holy Spirit. If you think the Holy Spirit possessed her, you're so far off. We're going to have a lot more talk than what I'm doing here this morning. Look at here.
And it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me.
Hear that? She said that was the first time I felt something else come into me.
First time I felt something else come into me.
Look at here. Birds dropping out of the sky by the tens of thousands. Everything you're going to see in the next 5 minutes has just been in the last 2 to 3 years. The river turned to blood in China. Blood red. When these things begin to happen, lift up your head and look, for your redemption draweth nigh. Distress of nations, perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Did you see that river in China turn blood red? He said, when these things begin to happen, look up. Lift up your head. Jesus is coming back to this world. News this morning is not whether or not Hillary's going to run. The news is the world today is under the powerful wrath of God Almighty. He's going to show us one day that His Word was true and that it was right. This is New Zealand. That's Japan. The earthquakes. Jesus said earthquakes in diverse places. Earthquakes like we've never seen before. Watch those gigantic skyscrapers tumble and toss. In New Zealand in 2011. Watch it tonight, this morning, as it shows you. Check that out. Earthquakes increasing around the world. Huge quake. Spain. Jesus said the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunken man. Be removed like a cottage. Look at that building jerk up off its foundation. But a man knows no power like that. Only God can shake the world like that. I'm glad I'm protected from His wrath. I'm glad for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad this morning we're saved by God's grace, people. Not under the wrath of God. The Bible said God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Longest, darker, lunar eclipse, the blood moons, all these things that are happening in Australia. There's the moon coming up. He said there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. They don't even know what some of that stuff is. UFOs are coming. They really are there. But they ain't coming from outer space. The Bible said there'll be lights in the sky in the tribulation. And there'll be demonic presence. Satan transformed into an angel of light. Falling down out of the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, watch it tonight. Okay, give me some light on that, brother. Wildlife. They don't even realize thousands of birds falling out of the sky and they can't figure out why. Fish.
Birds, fish, and all kinds of creatures dropping dead.
That's God telling us, get ready, get right with God before it's too late. You're here this morning, you're not saved. You better get saved today. Tomorrow may be too late.
It's all the signs of the apocalypse.
Apocalypse. What's in the world going on? The Lord said, the land shall mourn. Look at them beetles and bugs. Millions of locusts invade Russia and they couldn't figure out where they come from. Jesus said there'd be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in divers places. There are thousands of beetles swarm Australia. Scientists are baffled and can't figure out why. The Lord said when these things begin, hey, you say, what does that mean, preacher? Have you ever read Exodus when God sent flies, when God sent bugs, when God sent locusts to Egypt? He's doing that to the world. Get up. I'll do it here. They're trying to make hybrid human beings. The days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The weather patterns are going crazy. It's not global warming. It's the judgment of God coming on this world. What's that this morning, ladies and gentlemen? Japan tsunami. Imagine being in that. People were screaming. Thousands died. Imagine that. That's going on in this world this morning. The Lord said, when these things begin to happen, look up. He's coming. Hallelujah, He's coming. Praise God, hallelujah. Look at that earthquake. Set that on in Japan. It moved the country, brother. The shoreline moved several inches. You reckon God's trying to tell us something? You reckon the Lord might be talking to us here in America? You reckon it might be time for us to get an altar as Christians and beg God for revival one more time? You reckon it might be time for us as Christians to get our hearts right with each other and right with God and get on fire for the Lord like we ought to be, get soul winning, get in the ministry, get busy for God, brother? Our time's running out, people. It's running out. It's time to get in church. It ain't time to go to the mountains on Sunday. It's time to get in God's house and our families in the house of the Lord and get right with the Lord. Amen. It ain't time to play. It's time to pray. It ain't time to feast. It's time to fast. Brother, it's time for us to get busy for God. Unbelievable what's going on in this world. That's just a little bit of it they caught on film. That ain't a tenth. That ain't a 100th of what's going on. Coldest winter, hottest summer, drought, flood, famine, on and on and on and on. Every single week it's something. Time to get right, folks. Look at the multitudes. Listen to this. Marilyn Manson stands dressed. He'll dress as a preacher, stand behind the pulpit, and his pulpit says, Jesus, Antichrist, Superstar. Notice the satanic lightning bolt on the pulpit, like Kiss. A lot of rock groups have that lightning bolt. Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's why they have that lightning bolt. Antichrist, Superstar, to mock Jesus. And he's going to say, we're no longer be oppressed by the fascism of Christianity, and then you're going to see him in a concert rip the pages out of the Bible.
We will no longer be oppressed by the fascism of Christianity, and we will no longer...
You hear that? That's the Bible. Amen. Listen to that this morning. Prick your finger, it is done. The moon has now eclipsed the sun. Look at this. You can be your own personal Jesus. Look how they mock him. They don't do that to Muhammad. He's a crown of thorns, mocking what Christ did for us on the cross. There's nobody in here. Yet I'm not giving you my interpretation, brother. I'm just reporting the facts. I'm telling you what's going on, and I'm reading you the Scripture to show it. You can't argue with that. He said, it'll hate me. They hate him. They hate him. You don't ever find one of them things against Muhammad. You don't find one of them against Buddha. You know why? Because the devil that's in them people don't care about Muhammad and Buddha. They hate one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus. See how they make it sound good so kids will swallow it. Howard Stern wearing a crown of thorns mocking the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the 666. What the Bible says. What about that? There it is. There it is. Zechariah 11:17. His right eye shall be utterly darkened. How do they know that? They don't even know that's in the Bible. They don't even know it. They have no clue. The context of that scripture is Judas Iscariot betraying the Lord, and the spirit of Judas will someday descend out of the bottomless pit and possess the body of the Antichrist. Y'all see an eye on the back of the dollar bill. Madonna. Athletes.
A lot of people.
This woman is so pitiful. I'm going to show you what she said when she received an award. She said, a lot of people get up here and thank Jesus for this award. And then she says, I'm going to tell you, nobody had less to do with this than Jesus. And then she says, blank, Jesus, this is my God now. It reminds me of Exodus. It really, really does. The book of Exodus, when they worship the false gods.
Come up here and they thank Jesus for this award.
I want you to know that no one had less to do with this award than Jesus. He didn't help me a bit.
You want to hear it again?
Jesus is the Lord of my God now.
This is my God now, she says. Buddy, she'll regret that one of these days when she stands before Him and the blood stains are there and the marks in His hand. And He said, I died for you, Kathy. And she'll say, I was wrong, Lord, I was wrong. But it's too late. Hollywood can laugh at Him now, but they ain't going to laugh then. They can make a joke out of Him now, but they won't be joking then.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you something here. This is the way the world feels about your God. And mine. What's this boy? Pour lighter fluid on God's Word in the snow. The Bible.
They can burn a Bible.
Then watch it burn.
Jesus Christ, I hate you.
You want to hear it again?
Then watch it burn.
Jesus Christ, I hate you.
What would cause a person to do that? You tell me. I proved my case this morning. I showed you what the Scripture said 2,000 years ago and showed you what the world is right now. The only way you can walk out of here and deny that is just say, oh, that's crazy, I don't believe all that stuff. And because you want to keep living in sin, that's your problem. There's something you don't want to quit doing. And I'm going to tell you this morning, it ain't worth it. And you'll wish to God one day you'd have come and got right. This is what's called confrontational preaching. But it's what we need in this generation. May God help you. To realize, if you reject Jesus Christ, there's only two doors you can go in this morning. One on the left, the one on the right. Will it be hell? Bessie, to come and get a song. Will it be heaven? Or will it be hell? Which one's going to be for you, young man? What about you, teenager? Which way are you going to go? Is it heaven or hell? If you died right now, if you're here this morning, you have that much doubt about where you're going, get right with God. Get right with God while you got an opportunity. Get right with God while you got a chance. While you got hope this morning. Your life is going fast. It's going really fast. May God help you this morning to see the truth and get it right while you got an opportunity. Hell is a place of torture. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place where you never get out. Hell is a place where you don't have no hope and no relief. May God help you this morning to realize. One man said, you're not supposed to be scared. The Bible said you are. The Bible said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The Bible said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. The Bible said the point of the man wants to die. After this, the judgment. The Bible said it is appointed unto man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. She's playing softly this morning. That's what He did for you. That's what He did for you to keep you out of hell. That's what He did for you to pay the price. He died on the cross. The reason the world hates Him this morning is because He's so perfect and so pure and they want to live in sin. If I were you here this morning, I would forget everything that's hindering me. I wouldn't let nothing or nobody stop me. I would get down on my knees here today and I'd call on the Lord and I'd get right. Something's already coming this morning. I'd just get on out of my seat, come on, and just make your way down here and just get your heart right and somebody will be here to pray with you because the Lord Jesus loved you and He died for you on the cross. He helped you. Young people, this morning, He'll save you this morning if you'll let Him. He'll come into your heart. He let them beat the nails through His hands. They beat the nails through His feet. He paid the bloody price so you and I could be saved by God's grace. see the blood run down the old rugged cross so you could go to heaven. Come on, that's right. Come on, come on, teenagers. Let's just get up out of our seats this morning. Come, come on, young people. Be a man. Be a man for Jesus. Be a young lady that's with some guts for Jesus Christ. Stand for the Lord. We're standing this morning. Just one little bit of light on the pulpit here on the middle and there. Amen. Everyone standing, please. Let's all stand all over the building. We're going to sing. We're going to pray. We're going to give you the opportunity to come. Get your heart right with God. Right, mamas and daddies, the altar's full over here. The altar's full over here. You come on. Come on right now, kids. Come on right now. That's right. That's right. Might need somebody to come and pray with these young people. Might need somebody to help them pray. You see somebody that needs prayer, just slip out of your seat and come pray with them. Come on. Amen. God help us this morning. Do what needs to be done right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody pray.